right. Good morning again, everybody. Good to see you. Come on, everybody say vision. Yeah, that's what today is all about, vision, and just excited again to have you and for what God's doing in this place. And we have got a big fall ahead of us here, gang. And so we are just really excited about what's happening around here and what God is doing. And how many expecting God just to continue to do greater things? Man, if you missed that message last week with Pastor Kyle Brownlee, I'm encouraging you, make sure you go listen on the app or online. And man, just such a great word on greater things. And so I want to get right into this message here today and really just going to kind of just talk to you a little bit from my heart. And man, it'd be like you and me at a barbecue together, all right? Just, you know, kind of grill to grill, you know, eating our barbecue, getting sloppy, you know what I mean? Need some wet naps with that barbecue. Talk to me, somebody, you know what I mean? Like need some sweet tea with that barbecue. And so I know anytime I talk about food in church, I always get a response, man. Church people, man. Y'all, we eat well, don't we? You know, so, but man, that's just my heart today. Just want to come to you and just share some things of what's happening. But I just want to just take a minute and say, man, just how thankful I am for you. You guys are an amazing church and you're doing great things for God. And I just want you to know how much Beth and I, we are honored and we love being your pastors. There's not a day I take for granted. And so I love being your pastor. I'm having fun with you in the journey, and I thank God for you. And I thank God for the community of people that God is just continuing to put together around here. I think it's awesome. I think it's great to see that, you know, every one of us comes from different backgrounds and things and different struggles and issues in our life that we've been through. But the cool thing is we serve the same God who specializes in putting us all back together again. So we're in the same hospital getting the same help and going after one purpose, one mission, and that's to see Jesus glorified and people reached for the glory of God. Can you say amen? And so I love what you guys are about. I love what God's doing here. I love that this is a church full of second chances. Amen, everybody. I love that, you know, we don't shoot our wounded when they're down, but we give them love and prayer and we help as much as whatever we can do to help to serve, we're going to do it. That I'm thankful, and what I love about this church is that we don't stand over people in judgment, but we give love and we give grace, and that's who we are. And I love that we don't compromise God's word, that we stand true to the convictions according to the word of God and what he's given us to do in the earth today, amen. And so I love that, you know, we lift up the name of Jesus higher and higher. I love that we serve such an amazing God that not only forgives you and I, but loves to just set us free. I continue to pray and imagine, man, what a church continuing to grow like looks like with a bunch of free people. Just imagine what we can do together. And I'm telling you, it's part of the purpose, part of why we exist as a church in our city. And we love Fort Wayne. We love what God is doing. But I love the mission that God has given us here in Fort Wayne, and that is that we exist to reach the unchurched. We exist for those that don't have a relationship with God. We exist for those that today that are not here yet. Amen. Notice I said yet. And we exist for them. We love them. No matter where people are at in the journey, we exist. And we want to see people come into a relationship with the Lord and to awaken the spiritually restless. One of the things that the Lord showed us before we started this church is that there were a lot of restless people in our city, we believed. What is restlessness? Well, I believe for us and the way the Holy Spirit really kind of defined that and what that looks like for us, is people really that along the journey may have just drifted away from God for whatever reason, may have found themselves in a place, maybe they were hurt by a church or a ministry or whatever the case, and never have pursued God's sins. We exist for them as well, and we want to see people reach for the glory of God, to love God, and then to love people. Can you say amen, everybody? Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18, I love this out of the Message Bible. It says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. Another version says, without vision, the people will perish. So what I want to do for the next few minutes together, I'm just, again, it's just imagine us at the barbecue this weekend, all right? We're just me and you. I want to just talk to you a little bit about our why, the why behind the what. What we do, but why we do it, and why we exist, where we're at as a church, and where we're going to continue to go and move forward. So our goal as a church and for people that come to Elevate City is that they would experience four things. And if you're following on your notes, you can jot these four things down with me today. First of all, is that they would know God. The people would come into an authentic relationship with Jesus, because that's the greatest thing that they can encounter is the Lord. Amen, everybody? That people would experience Jesus in a powerful way and their lives be changed. Then to find freedom. It's not enough just to know God. That God wants to take you and I on a journey from moving from a place of just knowing him to a place of bringing us into freedom. I think what happens is many times as Christians, we get stuck. We get stuck at the point of just knowing God and having a relationship, but God wants to do so much more in you. He wants to do so much more through you as well. And so we've got to give God the opportunity to allow us to experience freedom. So not only does he want to offer forgiveness to your life, but he wants to bring freedom to your life. Can you say good amen today? And then he doesn't want you to stop there. So we want to move from finding freedom to then you got to discover your purpose. After you step into a relationship with God, after you experience real freedom in your life, come on, that you're no longer controlled by your yesterdays, that God has once and for all, man, just canceled, man, the past, and you've moved forward and are free, and whatever may have been holding you back, man, you dive into beginning to discover why you exist on this planet. And that's by figuring out what your purpose is, discovering it. I think that's one of the most fun times as a Christian. You know, in our growth track, our 301 is one of the most fun times for us as leaders, is because we get to see a bunch of people that are on a journey trying to figure out and discover their gifts and their purpose, and light bulbs are just coming on all over the place. And it's cool because it's connecting people from where they're at to where the Lord wants them to be, and then ultimately then moving them into the fourth thing is making a difference with your life. And so our hope, and I'm going to just kind of break these down in a few minutes, really how do we do this and what this looks like for us, but I want to just take a second about where we're at, where we're going. I'm happy to report that just already in 2016, we've seen 272 people give their hearts to Jesus, everybody. Yeah, and a total, since we've started as a church, 1,395 people total in our 4 years as a church. I think we need to give Jesus a hand. Amen, everybody? That's awesome. That is incredible to see. And so, and then we don't just stop there. One of the things that we encourage so much, as I said a moment ago, is our growth track, getting people plugged in. It's not enough just to say a prayer. We need to now take people the next step. How many know what I'm talking about? And so we got to take them the next step in growth track. We got to take them into the next step in small groups and getting in relationships and learning and becoming discipled. And so Sunday is not enough. I look at Sundays as kind of a halftime rally cry. We all come in for the week, we get ready for the next week, and we just kind of get pumped up. It's like a good coach of a good football team. I'm praying for the Irish tonight, you know. A lot of doubters out there tonight, but you know what? I'm believing, all right? And so I'm praying for Brother Brian Kelly, all right? No, I'm just messing with you, all right? Anyways, but nonetheless, it's a rally cry to get us ready for the week, and discipleship is what's taking place through the week. And so I want us to make sure that we understand that, and we're seeing people discipled in those ways, and I think it's just been amazing. Already this week, we've launched our first week of small groups, and it's been phenomenal. And we've had some groups that are just packing it out. There's too many people. Great problems to have in small groups, by the way. It's exciting, and so we just thank God for that. But people are hungry. We are just seeing a desperation for people that are just wanting to go to the next thing that God has for them and become disciples. So we just give God all the praise for that. Next week, we are launching a brand new series that we've never done, that we're so excited about, that At the Movie series. I'm telling you, you do not want to miss any of these weeks. This is unlike anything we've ever done. If you were here last week, Pastor Kyle even... Brownlee, don't get that confused. We got the same first name, all right, but we are different people. I feel like I'm talking about myself, yeah? But he was here, and their church has been doing it for 3 years, and some of the other churches we're in relationship with have been doing it for years, and it's just been phenomenal. We're teaming up with Pastor Rick Bizette out of New Life in Arkansas as well, and they're going to be in this series as well, so you'll see what all that's going to look like, but we're going to take some movies that have some hope-filled messages in it, and then I'm going to share some biblical truth, so we're going to show the movie clips, and I'll share intertwined a little bit within it. We're going to have, man, just theater candy and just, yeah, all the good stuff. stuff around here and you'll see some stuff. It'll be fun. It's going to be great, with the whole purpose of seeing people come into a relationship with God. That's the goal. And so it's one of the most evangelistic series that many of my friends, pastor friends, have done, and one of the most looked to series that people look forward to every year in their churches. So if you're wondering, man, what is he thinking with this? Just come check it out. Give it an opportunity and watch God move, because it's going to be awesome. Amen. I will say this too. It's not enough just to invite. Obviously, we've got these. We still have some available out there, and it's free, obviously. But you got to bring people. Amen. There's a difference between invitation and bringing someone. You guys do a great job of bringing people to church. You're bringers. One of the great things about what's happening is this is a bringing culture, and so we thank God for that. But what was so funny is we had our Elevate Nights this past Sunday night. And which, by the way, was awesome. It was our worship night that we do, and we just had just such a fun time with it. But afterwards, I mean, I was hungry. How many of y'all ever get just like a hankering for something? Like a hankering, and it's bad when it's at night. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like a hankering, and so I had a hankering. And so I went to Taco Bell, all right? And I went over to Taco Bell, and I looked at a few cars in front of me, and somebody else had a hankering. Chad Muncie had a hankering too. There he was in his van. Glory to God. I thought, brother, we've heard from the Lord, haven't we? You know, that night. And so getting our nachos, our Nacho Bel Grande, our burritos, you know. And so, but he was a few cars in front of me. I was just texting, letting him know, man, I'm watching you, you know, just messing with him. And so he called me after he left, and he said, man, I wanted to share. I just really felt led to bless that person, you know, behind me, their meal, but I hooked them up with these tickets. I said, man, that's awesome. He said, yeah, but the cool thing was is the guy at the window at Taco Bell wanted some. I was like, oh, I got you, boy. All right. Set me up. This is going to be good. So I said, cool. So I pulled up to the window, and kid you not, the worker, and again, he was a few cars in front of me. The worker was holding these up, talking to his coworkers. And of course, I saw it. I said, is that at the movie series? I said, you know, that's a pretty happening church, man. You got to come check it out. I'm just saying, like, y'all need to come, bring your boys, let's go, you know? And he's like, man, I just think this is awesome. Like, I've never seen, you know what I mean? And so it was super cool. And I'm just encouraging, man, invite people, get people here, get your coworkers. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be unlike anything we've ever done. And it's just going to be incredible. Look at the person next to you. Say, bring somebody next week. Come on, bring somebody. Bring somebody with you. In October, we're going to launch our next series that'll be after the At The Movies that we started last year. It's an idea that we got from one of our covering churches, Church of the Highlands, and called You Asked For It. And so what we do at Easter time is we do kind of a spiritual survey, and on the back of that is there's a ton of topics that we ask you, what would you like to hear about, message-wise? And so you've answered and you've responded. And so in October, we'll start this series, and we take about the top five things that people checked, and we'll do messages, different messages on those weeks pertaining to what you wanted to hear. So it's a series for you that you asked for. So that's why it's called You Asked For It. And then November, we'll shift into a time of just starting to get ready for the giving season and do a series on legacy, something we've never done around here that I'm really excited about, so I won't get into much depth with that today. Luke 14:23, Jesus said, well, then said his master, go out into the country lanes and out behind the hedges and urge anyone you find to come, so that the house, everybody say the house, will be full. And the house, meaning Jesus, remember this, Jesus likes a party, man. Like, he loves his house full. And he loves it that, and really this word house is heaven. He wants heaven full, everybody. How many know that it's the heart of God that nobody misses out on heaven? Amen. And so that he wants his house full. And that's why we must continue to be a church that preaches Jesus and him died and resurrected, and not condemnation. You know, I was thinking about it this week. I think if we think about this, I was just chewing on it this week. If we really embrace the local church that Jesus sees, two things will happen. The unbelievers or the sinners will be drawn to us, while the religious will mock us. Think about it. I think about scripture that the ones that were drawn to Jesus were the unbelievers, but the ones that hated him were the religious ones. And I believe it's one of the purposes of the local church that we look and that we feel like Jesus. Amen, everybody? Come on, can you say a good amen, everybody? And so we need to be that. We need to continue to be that to the rest of the world and those that are walking through our doors. Psalm 122 says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. You know, I heard that verse just kind of growing up, but it's meant a lot more to me as I've gotten a little bit older because, man, we just dreamed of a church where people were actually excited to come to on Sundays. Like, I don't ever know if you've ever had those moments. I did when I was a little bit younger, just not looking forward to church. And so we wanted to be a church that exists for generations, not just a generation. Is y'all with me? And so, and to reach people right where they are at. But we just dreamed of a church that, man, people were excited to come, that Sunday was the best part of their week, and that when people are leaving this place, that they leave with a breath of fresh air. They're thinking, man, I'm so glad that we came today. I'm glad we came to church together and man, just sought the Lord. You know, those kind of moments with God that you just have that fresh of breath air type of moments. And we want that car ride home to be awesome. We want it to be something for you and your family that you're talking about what God is doing in your lives and in your family. Amen? And so that's our heart, and that's what we want to continue to see God do. And so I believe this, though, that every church must grow. Every church must grow. Every church in Fort Wayne must grow. Every church in the state of Indiana must grow. In our nation and in the world, we've got to continue to grow. As long as heaven and hell are realities, we have a responsibility, everybody. We do not want to see anybody head into a Christless eternity. Can you say amen? And so we have a responsibility, and we take it very seriously that we want to see people step into an authentic relationship with God. We want to empty hell and fill heaven. Yeah, we're called to populate heaven. I like it to say it that way. And that's part of our responsibility and who we are as the church. And that's why we will do everything short of sin to reach people that are far from the Lord. And so we'll organize ourselves and even in such a way that meets your needs, but not primarily. And don't let that hurt your feelings. And here's why I say it that way, because I never just wanted to be a pastor of a church for church people. All right? Make sure we're clear on that, because we are the church and we exist for the world. It's been something we've been talking about a lot this summer here in this church, is understanding that we must go from where we're at to where God wants us to be. And part of that is continuing to grow in God's mission for our life and to grow. The Bible says to leave the elementary things and to go on into maturity. So God has called us to grow. And then when we grow onto maturity, into the place of maturity, we understand God's heart to reach his lost kids. Luke chapter 15, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, because in that entire chapter is focused on lost things. And you'll get God's heart real quick when you just read that chapter. You have to go read it. It'll bless you. But finding his lost kids and discipling them is the most important thing that we do around here. It's why, by faith, we're launching a third service. All right, by faith we are. So next week, 8:30 a.m., come on, for all the early risers, probably not you guys, all right, because you're at the later one. Y'all know it's true, it's cool. That's why we got a later one for you. 8:30, 10, and 11:30. You know, we got three different times, and so we're just making available. We don't know. Man, we're just doing it by faith. I just see what God's going to do, you know? And all I know is some of y'all are rubbing shoulders and armpits, and you need some room. So, you know, I mean, we just got to give you some room, all right? Just trying to give you some room. Pastor trying to help you out. But reaching his lost kids. But honestly, the other part is making room for more of your coworkers and your friends and your family. Because you guys are doing a great job at bringing people. And so we want to make sure that you just continue to have that kind of opportunity in front of you. It's also why we're sending a missions team in a few months to the Los Angeles Dream Center. Because we're focused on reaching Fort Wayne for Jesus. We're focused on one day building a dream center here in our city. We don't know what it's all going to look like yet, but that team's going to go and they're going to learn. And they're going to learn a lot. They're going to be on the ground, boots on the ground in LA, and they're going to learn for a week and then come back and just help us get better as a church and continue to grow. And it's honestly why we are praying for what's next. What do we do after three services? I have no idea. But I've been praying, and I'm asking God, and I unapologetically told you guys a few weeks ago, I've just been asking God for a building. A lot of space, we need that. And lobby area, we definitely need a bigger lobby area. Lord, have mercy. And so, yeah, I know. Trust me, I'm excited. Whoever just clapped, amen to that. All right. I just ready, because I know it gets congested in there. Amen. So, but nonetheless, we just want to continue journey forward and just trusting God and what he's doing. And so, but we're going to continue to be faithful here. This is not our facility. For those that don't know, we share this building, sublease this facility. I actually meet with the owner this week because I want to get this ugly carpet out of here. All right. And I didn't expect a response, but I get it. Just know I did not pick these colors, neither did my wife, all right? And so we've got vision for more, all right? And so we're going to meet this week and try to just continue to beautify this place a little bit because, Lord have mercy, the ushers are done cleaning coffee stains on this carpet, all right? And so, but amen. So, but here's what I want to say. We want to continue, though, to be sensitive and just be mindful and be intentional about what God is doing. God is an intentional God. And so what he's intended to what he wants, we want to stay in pace with God. And we never want to get ahead of him. We never want to go behind. We want to stay with him. And honestly, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We will never, listen to my heart when I say this, Elevate City, that we will never pressure you and we will never let it outpace your generosity. And so we thank God for you and we thank God for what he's doing. We lead in this church financially. We lead in this church by principle, not pressure. And that's a conviction in our heart. You know, we dreamed of a church that, you know, as God continued to bless, that we didn't spend everything that we had. That we would take the opportunity to have whatever surplus was left or whatever margin is the word that we like to use to be an aggressive, generous church and do things that nobody else is doing to reach people that no one else is reaching and to see people impacted for the glory of God. And I just want to say you're doing it. I mean, your giving is making an incredible difference, and I wanted to give you just a little bit of a picture of what some of that giving is doing, and because a portion of your giving, one of the best ways we believe to reach our nation is helping to plant new life-giving churches all across the nations, all across America, and so I have the great honor of being a part of the ARC team, and ARC is Association of Related Churches. They're the ones that helped plant us. We were Church Plant 257, and yeah, remember that. And but nonetheless, some of my closest friends are in this tribe. So our tribe, we are blessed to have this tribe. And so just we have the honor of coaching pastors. And I've got a few pastors that are getting ready to plant churches this fall that we're coming alongside with. And even though you didn't know some of that, that's what we're helping to do. We're mentoring other guys and their wives and their teams. And they're looking to you, and unbeknownst to you, some of them have been here and they're learning from you. And so I just think that's an honor. I think it's just incredible how God is just using you as a church. But this fall with ARC, we are helping to plant 54 new churches. By September 18th, we'll have launched 600 total churches with ARC, and that specific day, this is crazy, it's the biggest launch day, single day in the history of ARC. We are launching 29 churches on that one day. So a portion of your giving is going to this, and springing up new churches all over America to reach their cities for Jesus, everybody. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? To God be the glory. That's a reason to get excited. So we know this is a movement. We're excited to see what God continues to do, and I'm so thankful for you as the church. And so we just are continuing to honor you and want to earn your respect and letting you know that, man, we are being diligent. We are being faithful. We are being great stewards, and so we're just trusting God, and the best is yet to come. And so our giving is affecting things in Fort Wayne. Our giving is going nationwide as well, and we're just seeing God move. And so thank you for your faithfulness and playing a part, because it's fun doing this thing together. Amen, everybody? Amen. So I want to read this scripture, and I just kind of want to close up with a few thoughts. Ephesians chapter 5, very awesome scripture. It says, "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." I want to encourage you to underline or circle that word opportunity. One of the Greek words for that word opportunity is actually the word kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S. One of the meanings is it's the Greek word, and it means an undetermined time when something special happens. And so I want us to keep that verse up there for a minute because I want you to see this because this is going to be important. The Bible says the days are getting more evil. But God is saying in the midst of these evil days, I'm giving you kairos. I'm giving you an opportunity, a time of favor, some moments that I'm gonna raise up my church. I think about what we see on the news. Be careful how much news you watch. Lord have mercy. It's got enough to depress you. But nonetheless, you see the havoc of the enemy in our nation. You even see it right here in the streets of our city with the violence and the murders that have gone on. And I'm telling you, man, I pay attention to that stuff because I'm praying for our city. I'm praying for other churches. One of the things that we're getting ready to start on our Saturday morning time of prayer is praying for a church every week in our city. Because we understand we're not the only church in Fort Wayne. We need the churches to arise in their place in Jesus' name. And so that's the heart of God, everybody. And so I believe as every church does its part, man, we're going to reach and see Fort Wayne one for Jesus. Amen? But the days are evil, the Bible says. So I'm going to just kind of read this backwards. Because the days are evil, we've got to be careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Another meaning of that word, kairos, it's got a few meanings. It means an opportune or a supreme moment. And I think what I want to try to get us to understand this morning, this is not a game, guys. This is not a game that we're in. And this is why there is a calling for us to go into the streets and to urge people that God's house would be full, that people will come into a relationship with the Lord. And I take this serious. This is serious business with God, and we don't have time to play. And so we've got to continue to stay in pace with what God is doing, and we're going to do that, and we're going to be faithful to that. And so what does this mean? And here's what it means, too. It's even though the evil continues to become more evil, here's what I know. God's favor becomes more favorable for us. Amen, everybody? So fear not. And so here's what it means for us. Kairos also means a passing instant when an opening appears, which must be driven through with force if success is to be achieved. I like that, driven through with force. What does that mean? Does that mean, Pastor, just drive us on, lead us on? Nope. That means you got to drive too. God desires for his church to be in motion. God desires for his church to be advancing and to be growing and to be reaching more people. Amen, church? And so that's the heart of God. And so there's four verbs I want to get in you today to help you understand where we continue to go as a church. You know, you'll notice the new signage, some of the signage that we've got, because we're trying to get vision in us to understand. We're going to stay on point and on mission for what God has us to do. So here's the first thing. This morning, if we're going to know God, we're going to experience this, we're called to follow. Not follow me, follow Jesus. It's not enough to be believers. God didn't call you and I to be a believer. He called us to follow him. He's looking for followers. You say, what do you mean? Well, listen to me. Even Satan believes in God. Last time I checked, he's not on his way to heaven, though. Mm-hmm. All right? So we need to understand that God has called us to be followers of him. He wants us to have a relationship with him that we're not just following him on a Sunday, but we're following him through the week. Amen? Mark 8:34 says, then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, whoever wants to be, Jesus talking here, my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me. We're called, Jesus is looking for followers. Listen, church attendance is not enough. He's looking for people that are going to sell out for him and give him everything and be followers. So we're called to follow. That's who we are. We exist as a church to train up and disciple people to become followers of Christ. And here's the next thing that we got to do. If you're going to really know freedom, then you got to connect. Before God does anything significant and great in your life, he's going to connect you. He's going to connect you to who you need to be connected to, relationships, health, church. Connections, I believe, are honestly a key to your success in the journey. I think it's just true for life. I think if your family is connected, the stronger your family is going to become. I believe the stronger you are connected in healthy relationships, guess what? The stronger those friendships will become. The stronger your business is connected, the stronger it will become. Y'all getting this? And so we need to be connected. And the same is with the body of Christ. God's not just looking for you and I, his people, just to float around on clouds, all right? That's not his purpose, and that's not going to be the picture of heaven. Babies and harps, all right? If that was your picture, that's not heaven, all right? But nonetheless, he didn't want just us floating around. He said, no, there's a purpose that I have for your life, that I have for your kids and your family. And listen to my heart when I say this. Even if Elevate City is not your home or will never be your home church, that's fine. But you got to find a place to connect to. You need a home. And you need to be able to move from just attending to becoming a member and joining into the movement of that church. You need to go from just, listen, being in a place where you're consuming to where you're contributing in Jesus' name, and finding a place to call home. It's important for you and your growth, all right? Ecclesiastes 4 says, two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, and a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. I believe we can do a lot more together than we could ever accomplish on our own. And there's going to be times when you fall. There's going to be times when I fall. And when we do, guess what? We've got to have somebody. Say, man, Pastor, I wish you'd be more positive, all right? I'm positive you're going to fall. And you need someone to pick you up when you do fall. That's why we believe around here you need to be in a group. Get 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 in a group. Group, group. Get in a group. Small groups. It's not just something that we do. It's who we are. Elevate City is not a Sunday church. We are a church of small groups through the week. What we are seeing happen through the week of discipleship, people being free, people being restored. Guess what? It's happening through the week. Get in a group, get in a group, get in a group. Look at the person next to me and say, get in a group. I say that with all the love in the world, because you know what? I truly believe that life change just doesn't take place on a Sunday morning. Hurts my feelings, but it's true. All right? I know in the context of relationships is where change happens. Relationships, people challenging you, holding you accountable and love, and we all need that. Amen, everybody? So we need that, and I want to encourage you. Our small groups just started. Get in our app. Find a group. Get online. Find a group. You can go to whatever group you want. Nobody's here telling you. We just encourage you, just find one that interests you and go check it out. If you got three or four, go check out three or four. If you got two, check out two. One, check out one. Just, we want to see you get connected. This is discipleship through the week. Here's the third thing, is discover. As we know God and we find freedom, you got to discover your purpose. There's a stat that 87% of Christians don't know their purpose in this nation, don't know their gifts. We choose to be a church that bucks those statistics to help people discover their purpose and the plan of God in their life, and we're serious about it. It's one of the most honoring things, one of the most humbling things that we could ever do is walk beside you and with you and to help you understand your why and where you're going next. And it's an honor, and that's what Growth Track is about. But you've got to find out, what am I on this earth for? You've got to find that why. You've got to know why. You say, but man, my mom and dad never planned on having me. Well, that's their story, not God's. God has a plan. Amen, everybody? Psalm 139 says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. I love that part. Just get that picture. Just imagine. I mean, just before you, God put you together. He said, man, you're going to have that personality and that gift. I mean, he woven you together. He knew what he was doing. Jesus said this in Matthew 5. He said, therefore, I want you to be perfect. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Everybody say, be perfect. That's a hard word to swallow, isn't it? Because we read a verse like that, and that can intimidate us. But here's the meaning of it. That word perfect actually just means to rise to your fullest potential. The desire of God for your life is that you and I would rise to our fullest potential. That we would become the man or the woman that God has destined us to be. The father, the mother, Come on, the husband, the wife that God has called us to be. Amen, everybody? That's his plan. I heard a story a while back of a guy way back in the day. Cars are just, you know, kind of coming out. And there was a man that was driving down the road. And when he was driving, his car was starting to have issues. And all of a sudden, it just stopped. And so he was able to get on the side of the road. He was frustrated. And as he was there trying to see what was going on, all of a sudden, he saw another car pull up behind him. Good Samaritan. Gentleman steps out of his car, asks him, so what's going on? What's the problem? He said, I don't know. He said, just quit working, literally. He said, just stop. And so the Good Samaritan guy just comes over and he says, man, well, let me take a look at it. And he looks at the man. He said, I'll tell you what, the Good Samaritan looks at this guy and says, I'm going to make sure this is taken care of for you. Don't you worry about a thing. And of course, this guy is just taken. He said, whoa. He said, you know, I'm not asking you to do anything. And the guy turns back at him and said, well, let me introduce myself to you. And he said, my name is Henry Ford. And he said, and this is what he said to that man. He said, and it troubles me that one of my creations is stuck on the side of the road, not moving. He said, so it's going to get fixed. And I'm telling you, it's part of the heart of God. It troubles God when we're stuck on the side of the road. God wants to move us from where we're at, from knowing him, to finding freedom, to discovering your purpose, and then go make a difference. Amen, everybody? Amen, everybody? So here's the last thing I want to give you. And that's, I believe, the greatest, probably the happiest, most joyful verb you can have this morning, and that's serve. This is the verb that I truly believe brings the greatest joy for you and for me, is that when you serve somebody and it makes a difference and an impact in their life, and if you don't believe me, ask the people that are even serving here today. They'll tell you the happiest people on the earth are those that know why they're on this earth, and then as they're serving, making a difference in the lives of other people. I think it's pretty cool. 1 Peter 4:10 puts it this way. Each of you should use whatever gift that you've received to serve others. As faithful stewards of God's grace, look at this. You may want to underline this last part. In its various forms. Various forms. Every one of us are gifted in different areas. Some of us are gifted, come on, to teach our kids. How many thank God for our kids? Come on, this is the next generation of leaders. Of our kids and seeing more of teachers embracing this as ministry and seeing that we are investing in our kids. It's not a babysitting time at Elevate City. I dream of the day that one of the things that we are known for is our kids ministry just exploding. Because we believe, guess what? The next president could be back there this morning. Think about it, everybody. The next governor of Indiana could be back there. Could be one of your kids. So that's why I think we've got to take it serious that in its various forms, God's saying, I want you to take what you have and what I've given you, and I want you to go make an impact. I want you to make an impact. I want you to go change the world. Maybe your gift is helping to park cars. Maybe you've got that gift, that swag to get them in there in the straight lines. Baby, God bless those gifts too, because we need it. And getting people in. Maybe it's helping serve coffee. Maybe it's playing an instrument. In its various forms. John 15, this verse, before I read it, I want you to grab this with your heart, and we're getting ready to pray. Because this verse has the potential, I believe, to change your life. I do. And I want us to read this. Verse 8 and 11, it says, this is to my Father's glory, look at this, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. God's saying, it's not enough just to be faithful. I'm asking you, Jesus is saying, to be fruitful. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. The only time in Scripture where joy is completed, that's when you're doing, that's when you're fruitful and serving in the area that God has for you to make a difference. For some of us, there's maybe it feels like a hole in your heart. You've been trying to fill that maybe with finances or vacations or just trying to make sure everything's working out circumstantially. And I'm just telling you, that's not what's going to fill you. Good luck with that. It's not. But what's going to fill you is when you discover your purpose and your why on this earth and you go start making a difference and touching the lives of men and women and taking it seriously, knowing this is part of your responsibility. That's why God loves it that we're starting another service. He loves it when we just march out in faith. He loves it when we start all these small groups. It just gets his attention. And I don't know about you, but how much time we got left on this earth, but whatever time that we have left on this earth, man, I want to serve God and give him whatever time that we have and make an impact. This life is but a vapor. It's here, it's gone. We're called to bear fruit and make a difference. And when you do that, joy will be complete in your life. And so for some of us today, this is our next step. Could be growth track, could be small group, but it's time to take the next step. So we got to know God, find freedom, discover purpose, make a difference. How do we do that? Follow, connect, discover, and serve. Amen, everybody? Amen. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray this morning. Father, I thank you so much today for your grace and your love. I thank you, God, for this journey that you have us on here at Elevate, God. Thank you, God, for just your faithfulness and just speaking to us today. And Father, I pray that when we leave this place today, that we leave this place understanding why we exist as a church and understanding the vision that you have for us and the direction ahead. So Father, I pray that vision will come alive. God, I pray that you would lead us. And Father, that we would take the next step. For some of us, you sense and you maybe know what your next step is. It's time to take it. God, for those that are wondering maybe what that next step is, Holy Spirit, speak to hearts today and help us know your voice and what is next for our life. In the name of Jesus, we declare Elevate City Church belongs to Jesus and that you have called us to reach Fort Wayne for you. And we will continue, God, to march forward in your call and your purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're here with every head bowed, all eyes closed for this moment, maybe I was talking to you a few minutes ago, maybe you feel like, man, I've had that hole in my heart. Like I've tried to fill my life with other things and it's just not working. And I don't get it, but it's not working. And I want you to know more than anything today how much Jesus loves you. He died for you, rose again for you. He loves you so much. And if you're here today and Jesus is not the Lord of your life, but you want to make him, I'm going to give you an opportunity in just a moment. Say, man, I'm ready for my heart to be filled with him. All over this place with every head bowed and no movement around. Let's just honor and respect everybody. Say, man, Kyle, that's me. I just want you to slip up your hand right where you're at just for a minute. Come on, can you do that? Say, man, this is me. That's me. All over this place. Say, man, that's me. That's me. Say, I want to make a decision. Awesome. Come on, anybody else that says, man, that's me. I'm going to put Jesus first. Awesome. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. All right, we're going to pray. We're going to pray right now. And for those that raised your hand, or even if you didn't feel comfortable, just mean this prayer. Say something like this after me. Say, Jesus, I give you my life. My heart belongs to you. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse away my past. Today's a new day for me. God, help me to discover all that you have for me and to take the next step that I need to. Fill me with your spirit that I'll serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's give God a hand for what he's done today, everybody. Come on, everybody.